Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that we're into the last few weeks of your anecdotal census, a people's history of the New York City area from 2000 to 2010. We have a separate page for each county in our listening area. And up next is Rockland County. We'll talk about Rockland on our show next Tuesday and how it's changed over the last 10 years. So heads up, Rockland County. If you live in Spring Valley, Suffern, anywhere in Rockland County, New City, wherever you are, we want you to go to our website and just write down the biggest change in your community over the last 10 years for our anecdotal census. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll talk about Rockland on next Tuesday's show. Now, here is New York State Attorney General candidate Eric Schneiderman on his well-reported fender bender in a car driven by one of his aides.
You pulled out of a parking place, and obviously bumped the car in front of her in the very back of my car on the way out. No one in the car thought there was any damage or, you know, barely felt it.
Schneiderman on New York One, which first reported this story. He said his aide was driving, hit a parked car, and drove away without leaving a note. And, of course, they've been caught, and the damage is worse than they thought. So we'll take some phone calls on your close calls when squeezing in and out of tight parking spots. What about that time you bumped the car in front of you? Did you leave a note? Have you been on the receiving end of a parked car bump? What are the spoken or unspoken, or for that matter, written rules of hitting parked cars? Let us know. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We have just a few minutes for this, for your phone calls. So 212-433-9692 on the rules of the bump in the parking spot. Senator Schneiderman's parked car fender bender story is a bit more complicated than most. His aide, who happens to be Elena Kagan's niece, was driving with Schneiderman as passenger. She allegedly hit a parked car and drove away without leaving a note, but a witness took down the license plate and alerted the owner of the hit car, who happens to be New York One executive editor Melissa Rabinovich. And Rabinovich says there is over $3,000 in damage to the car. State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr. is even taking the opportunity to call for a formal investigation. And he says Schneiderman should drop out of the attorney general race. Well, that's what Ruben Diaz says. Before we get to your bump and run stories, we're joined by traffic attorney Jeffrey Levine, who can tell us what the law says about hitting a parked car. Attorney, thank you for coming on WNYC.
Brian, thanks for asking me to talk to you about this.
What does the law say?
The law says, actually, a note's not good enough, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Everybody thinks, you know, you leave a note. That's the common sense thing to do. But it rains. It's windy. You're supposed to stay until you can give your license, your registration, your insurance. And if you can't do that, you actually, what the law says, you're supposed to go to the police station. Now, nobody ever does that. Nobody thinks about that. Everybody leaves a note. Even I've left a note. People have left me notes. But leaving a note's not good enough. The thing about this is the law states that if you know or you have reason to know that there's damage, you've got to stay and you've got to disclose your information. So what I'm intrigued about is on a $3,000 damage, how could you not know?
Mayor Bloomberg had something to say about this.
If you're in a vehicle and you bump into somebody, you should stop. You try to find the owner of the vehicle. If you can't, you leave a note under the windshield wiper, call me. I bumped into your car. If somebody's hurt, you obviously call 911 right away.
$3,000, boy, you know, the price of body shop work these days, maybe it doesn't take much to get up to $3,000. But what kind of penalty under the law could the driver of Schneiderman's car face?
Well, you know, lucky that there isn't an injury. If it's a property damage only case, if it's only damage to the vehicle, it's just a traffic ticket with a fine that's a couple of $100. It is points on your license, though. If there's an injury involved, it escalates to a misdemeanor and potentially a felony with driver's license revocations involved.
Theo in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Theo.
My car has been damaged so many times. I mean, it's just not even funny. I drive a big Lincoln town car, And, you know, it's like almost every week that there's something, you know, a scratch. You know, last week my light was shot, and I have a dent on the side of my car, and somebody hit my bumper, and I ripped half the bumper off. Mm. I mean,
how much did that
you know
cost?
And, well, you know, all together, it's definitely over $3,000. Yeah.
So your reaction, yeah, sure. Your reaction to this incident?
Well, you know, I just almost feel like in New York, you assume that your car is going to be damaged. I mean, every time my car gets damaged, all the only reactions I get, you know, it's part of having a car in the city. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
I mean, have I bumped people before? You know, not that I want to say, but in the end, I've never received a single note on my car, nor a witness, nothing. Nothing. Never, ever, not even once.
Theo, thank you very much. Life in New York. Helen on her Facebook page, I would be surprised if anyone who habitually parks on the street has never been bumped. My car has several dents of indeterminate origin, and the front and rear bumpers are all marked up, since they are all plastic these days. Eileen on Facebook, in 10 years of street parking in Brooklyn, I've lost 4 rearview mirrors. Only once did the culprit, a school bus, leave a note. Coincidentally, an onlooker also left a note on that one. Laura in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. You know, I've driven a car in New York. I use the tap method to park, you know, a little bump here, a little bump there to make sure I'm in the spot.
The tap method, it's a method.
It has an official name.
Yeah, of course it does. It's a New York thing. And, you know, if you park on the street in New York, hey, it's going to happen. What can you do? I don't blame Schneiderman. I think that it's just par for the course here.
You never tapped anybody $3,000 worth, did you?
Who knows? I don't know. And, you know, I have a car, and it's been hit a number of times, and I never got a note. It's doing business in New York,
Laura,
you know?
Thank you very much. And Sarah on our Facebook page adds to that, there's a hit. And there's a tap. For a hit, I'll leave a note. Tapping a parked car is pretty much a parallel parking given. If there's a mark, I'll give it a little rub. Usually does the trick. Counselor, does the law distinguish between the hit and the tap?
Well, you know, there's a tap, and there's in Yiddish what's called a zetz, a good hit. And the law makes the distinction, is there damage? And a little bump and a little tap, you know, even though courteous person will get out and take a quick look-see, you got to take a look. But even, you know, you got these plastic bumpers, we know they're made out of nothing, but you're going to hit it, you're going to hear the crack. It's going to make a sound. Something that's going to cost $3,000 of damage, even a poorly constructed vehicle, there's going to be an audible sound. It's going to give you that reason to know there might be damage, and you would go ahead and you'd take a look. And honestly, Eric Schneiderman used to be a deputy sheriff. He should know better than this. He should have known to at least go on and have taken a look.
Allison in Jackson Heights. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. I wanted to call because I own a car, but I also own a scooter, and I'm an avid scooterist, and I'm with a group called the New York Scooter Club. And we park on the street, and often a little tap can lead to $1,000 worth of damage and an undrivable vehicle. And people knock us over all the time. It happens to me at least twice a year. And, you know, so we're forced to park on the sidewalks, which is illegal, and then the city tows our vehicles. So it's pretty much a catch-22. New York City has limited motorcycle parking and nothing for scooters, whereas pretty much every country I travel to, I see tons of scooters, tons of parking.
A tap can lead to a lot of trouble. A tap when you're in a Vespa could be a lot more serious than a tap if you're in a Chevy Suburban.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they'll knock the vehicle over, and you look at it, there's just a couple scratches, maybe the mirror is broken, but when we get on it to ride it, yeah, you're driving to the left when you're pointing forward.
Allison, thank you very much. Tom in Old Bridge has political history on this. Tom, we have 30 seconds, you get the last word.
Okay, there was a law in the late 70s saying a car had to withstand a 5-mile-an-hour crash, safety equipment. Reagan repealed that. Anybody who has a car from the early 80s remembers the bumper stuck out about 2 or 3 inches. It was a political decision that Reagan did to repeal that. This car would have had no damage.
Tom, I don't know that we can say that definitively, but Counselor, are you familiar with that law? Is that an accurate telling of legal history?
I don't know. I was a teenager back then. I can't say.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for coming on with us.
It was wonderful speaking with you.
And we thank you all who called. Get out there and tap but not hit, I guess, is the rule from Facebook, right? Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, Rachel Senator produced this program. We had intern help today from Alana Casanova-Burgess, Rafael Vera, and Constantinos Stavaros, as well as Janet Kim. Now, Constantinos leaves us after today. He brought great cupcakes. And he got a job with the Civilian Police Review Board. Congratulations, good luck, and it shows that unpaid interns can find paid work. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan, Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.